Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Brachos, Daf Chav, Brachos 20, and we go to the bottom of Chav Amad Aleph, bottom of 20a, and we have the Mishnah. Since we're discussing the obligations of reciting of the Shema, our Mishnah continues in this topic, and our Mishnah tells us that Nashim, Vavadim, Uketanim, women, as well as Canaanite slaves and minors, are Peturin Mikriyashma, are exempt from the mitzvah of Kriyashma. Rashi tells us that they're going to be exempt from the Kriyashma because the recitation of Shema is a positive, time-bound commandment because you're supposed to recite it when you wake up and when you go to sleep. And so since it's a positive, time-bound commandment, we learn in the Gemara and Kiddushin that women are exempt from biblically speaking, from time-bound positive commandments. And then our Mishnah goes on and says, not only are women exempt from recitation of the Shema, also minat tefillin. They're also going to be exempt. The women, the Canaanite slaves, and the minors are also exempt from the mitzvah of tefillin. What's the reason? Because tefillin, according to Rashi, is also a time-bound positive commandment. Because Rashi says, the author of our Mishnah is of the position that at night and on Shabbat, it is not a time for tefillin. And so therefore, women are exempt from that. And then the Mishnah continues and says, "V'chayavin b'tfila u'mezuzo birkat hamazon." Women are obligated in prayer and in mezuzah and in reciting the prayer after the meal. That's called birkat hamazon. Why are women obligated in prayer? Because prayer, Rashi says, is a request for mercy, and since it's a request for mercy, it is a takana of the chachamim. It is a reform of the rabbis that we're supposed to pray, and so therefore, when the rabbis instituted this reform, they instituted it for women as well. And there is also obligation to educate our children. There is chinuch for the children to obligate them to pray. And so therefore, even though these three categories are exempt from Shema and from tefillin, they are going to be obligated in prayer and mezuzah and birkat hamazon. And so the Gemara says about tefillin, pshita, it's obvious that women are exempt from tefillin. This is a mitzvah, a time-bound positive commandment. So obviously they're going to be exempt. So the Gemara says, no, you might have said, ma'u detema hol v'iska shel mezuzah, since tefillin is comparable to mezuzah because it's compared to mezuzah because, first of all, where is it compared? It's compared in the same verses in Shema. It says ukshartem osayetcha, and then it says uksaftem amazos beisachay. So since the same paragraph which discusses tefillin discusses mezuzah, we might have thought that just like women are obligated in mezuzah, they're also going to be obligated in tefillin, and so therefore we're told that women are not obligated in tefillin. Rashi says that why are the minors going to be exempt from tefillin? Because Rashi says that minor does not know how to guard his body. So mishum destam katan eni odeh l'shmur gufo shelo yafiach b'hen. He does not know how to protect his body from having flatulence. And so since the minor is not going to be able to have what we call a guf naki, a clean body, for this reason, the minor is not going to be obligated in tefillin. So this position of Rashi that we'll get back to this position of Rashi in a moment, but first we say, what's the general reason why women are exempt from time-bound positive commandments according to the Gemara and Kiddushin? Is that women are exempt. So the Abudram and the Kolbo explain it's because the woman has obligations to her household. And so therefore, the Abudram writing in the Middle Ages says the woman had obligations to her household. And so therefore, there's going to be potential conflict. And for this reason, women were considered exempt from time-bound positive commandments. Going back to the mitzvah of tefillin, that women are exempt because it's a time-bound positive commandment. However, there's a contradiction because the Gemara in Erevin cites the position of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir where women are obligated in the mitzvah of tefillin because they say it's not a time-bound positive commandment because the tefillin was obligated to be put on Shabbat and also on at night. And so therefore, according to that position, women would actually be obligated to wear tefillin. And indeed, the Gemara says, the Gemara in Erevin 96a says, Michal Bat Cushi, Michal, the daughter of Cushi, was a reference to Saul. So Michal, the daughter of King Saul, would actually, it says, Manechas tefillin, she would put on the tefillin, and the rabbis did not object. It says that they did not object to her putting on the tefillin, or they did not just try to dissuade her to put on the tefillin. So we see that the Gemara records a position that women are actually obligated to wear tefillin, even though our Gemara says women are exempt. The other Gemara says that women are obligated. One of the reasons, so we've seen one reason why the women women would be exempt is because it's a time-bound positive commandment. Another possibility why women are exempt from the mitzvah of tefillin is according to the approach, which is that tefillin is comparable to Torah study. And just like women are exempt from Torah study, so too they're exempt from the mitzvah of tefillin. In the Middle Ages, the Sephardic authorities were basically ruling that women are allowed to put on tefillin, even though they're exempt. They adopted the approach, and we see this in the Rashba and the Sefer Achinuch, and also in the Shulchan Aruch itself, that women are allowed to put on tefillin because they're not obligated, but they are allowed to. However, the already in Ashkenaz, in Maharam of Rutenberg records a position that women are not supposed to put on tefillin because tefillin requires a guf naki, a clean body, and there was a concern that just like Rashi cites here, that a minor would not be able to protect his body from flatulence, so too that this would apply to women as well. And this is it's difficult for us to understand why specifically women, but that was what the Maharam says. And indeed, the Rama, writing in his comment, in his gloss on the Shulchan Aruch, actually records that position, that women should not put on tefillin, because he says, and it's because of this reason, of the unable to be keep a guf naki, a clean body. However, even though majority of poskim say that women could not put on tefillin because we're concerned about guf naki, a clean body, today we see that that's not really applicable. So there are some poskim, already the Masas Binyamin and others, and Rabbi Eliezer Berkowitz cites this as well, that says that this theory shouldn't apply because women are just as capable of keeping a clean body as men. And so therefore, for this reason, there are a minority of poskim who say that it's permitted for women to wear tefillin.